With SRN News, I'm Bernie Bennett. Congress has voted overwhelmingly to release the government files on convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Acting with lightning speed on Tuesday, the House and Senate approved a bill requiring the Justice Department to publicly release the files. The congressional action happened on a single day after months of delay and attempts by President Trump not to release the documents. Since taking office, he had denounced the Epstein matter as a hoax pushed by Democrats, before saying last weekend that Republicans should approve the bill. Greg Clugston, the White House.
President Donald Trump welcomed Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to the White House for a state dinner Tuesday that was also attended by Elon Musk and soccer great Cristiano Ronaldo. The U.S. president said his son, Barron, was impressed with Ronaldo and gave the sportsman a shout-out during the speech at the dinner. In brief remarks, Prince Mohammed said the relationship between the two countries dates back 9 decades. He noted that next year, with the United States, will celebrate its 250th anniversary, while Saudi Arabia will mark 300 years after that. President Trump says that he wants President Mohammed to serve on the board of peace to Gaza. The president made the announcement after dinner, a move that aims to elevate the military relationship between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky plans to visit Turkey this week to revive talks on ending Russia's invasion, which began many 4 years ago. It remains unclear if the U.S. representatives will attend. Russia says it will not send a representative. Earlier this week, Turkey achieved only a prisoner exchanges. Heavy U.S. sanctions on Russia's oil industry are set to take effect Friday. Senator Tom Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network he supports sanctions against Russia.
The only way to have peace in Ukraine, given where things stand on the battlefield, regrettably, after nearly 4 years of war, thanks to Joe Biden's weakness, is that you're going to have to keep pressure on Vladimir Putin.
This is SRN News. Washington, D.C. is preparing for a big Christmas concert next month, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
It's set to take place December 17th at the Kennedy Center and will feature contemporary Christian musicians, a living nativity, and readings from the Bible. It's the kind of event that President Trump promised to bring to the Kennedy Center when he dismissed board members and changed the focus of the venue earlier this year. The center is a federal government entity, having been established in 1971 as a memorial to President John F. Kennedy and venue for the performing arts. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawmakers in South Carolina are considering a new pro-life bill. It would ban all abortions unless a woman's life is at risk and eliminates exceptions for rape and incest. Current South Carolina law blocks abortions as soon as the unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected. The proposed legislation would also mandate that women who get an abortion and anyone who helps them face time in prison. This is SRN News. Federal immigration authorities will expand their enforcement action in North Carolina to Raleigh as soon as today. Correspondent Mike Hampton reports.
Raleigh Mayor Janet Cowles says in a statement she doesn't know how large the operation will be or how long it will last. Meanwhile, Customs and Border Protection agents continue operating in Charlotte following a weekend in which more than 130 people were arrested in the city. The Department of Homeland Security has said it's focusing on North Carolina because of its so-called sanctuary policies, which limit cooperation between local authorities and immigration agents. I'm Mike Hempen.
Federal agents expanded their crackdown to areas around the state capital of Raleigh, with concerns spreading in at least one immigrant-heavy suburb where restaurants closed and many people stayed home. In Tennessee, Governor Bill Lee's office said the National Guard would continue their crime-cracking efforts. This is SRN News.